The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Tuesday, August the 28th. We've only got a couple of days left of this month. And we've got one guest today, Val Gurman. Always a pleasure to have him. Central Missouri Astronomical Association. Welcome, Val. And I want to tell you right as we get started, you need to watch this segment online because we have some beautiful pictures of our night sky. Go to KBIA.org, then click on Talk Shows, and then click on Radio Friends and watch this segment. Let's get into the pictures if we can.
Sure
and
thing.
For those listening on the radio, explain what we're looking at.
We will paint a picture.
Okay, you got
paint
it. The very first one is something. It looks like something from E.T. or Star Trek.
Yes, or I'm thinking now it looks more like a microscope slide of some little animals, but those are galaxies in the constellation Virgo.
And where is the constellation Virgo?
Right now, if we're going to see a picture of the Milky Way galaxy. If you go out tonight and look to the south, it's to the right and as far right as you can look in the
okay.
southwest.
All right. Now, this one is an exploding star, you said?
Right. This is an exploding star. And I got a plug to my brother, Farrell, lives in Jefferson City. He took this picture from near Meadah, Missouri, just about 2 weeks ago.
And it looks like a planet that has rings around it almost with a red north and south pole.
Yes, and this is a star similar to the sun that's near the end of its life.
And it's exploding.
And it has exploded. And
is it still looking like that, or is this something that happened instantaneous?
No, this takes a long time. That object is about 3 light years across.
Oh, my goodness.
And it takes about 50 or 60,000 years for it to get that big.
Oh,
so it's sort of a slow motion thing from our angle.
Yeah, okay. All right. Can you see this with a good telescope or binoculars?
Oh, yeah. We can show this from Lost Observatory.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh,
the next one that you have is what?
Well, this is
the Milky Way.
Now, if we didn't have any light pollution right here in the city of Columbia, right here on campus, let's say someday for some reason the power would go out, this is what you would see if you look
now,
to the south.
I can see the Milky Way looking like that from my house, and it's just beautiful. It looks like whiffs of smoke in the night sky is what it looks like. It
looks like smoke,
and
exactly.
How many billions or trillions of stars are there?
We're looking there at about almost half of the galaxy, so on the order of 50 trillion stars. 50 billion stars.
50 billion stars that we can see in the Milky Way.
Well, that are there. How many can? Oh, there's several million we can see. Oh yeah, several million. If you were to take a highly detailed photograph of that space, there'd be several million stars.
That's something. And oh,
there are thousands in that picture. I tried to count them once, and even on that picture,
no way.
No way.
Okay, the next one that we have. This is what?
I took this picture from near Meadah, Missouri, about 2 weeks ago. This is a Lagoon Nebula. It's a small part of the Milky Way.
And what you're looking at, if you're listening on the radio, you're seeing all these stars, but then these bright clusters of light. And those bright clusters of light are how many different stars?
Well, these are areas where new stars are being made.
Oh, they're being born.
Yeah. Those stars you see involved with that red and blue there, those are brand new stars. This is about 2,000 light years away.
Now, when you say they're brand new stars...
Well, relatively speaking, only maybe a million years old.
So that a million years would be brand new stars.
Brand new.
And what causes the stars to form?
That is what we're looking at. There is the front edge of what's called a giant molecular cloud. There's a huge cloud of hydrogen gas from which these stars condense.
And then they're compressed into stars.
Right. What has happened in there? There's been a couple of supernova go off in there, and that has shocked that whole cloud, and the shock wave from the supernova causes stars to just condense rapidly on this scale. So in a million years, you'll get 1,000 stars.
And this is going on continuously, isn't it?
Right. All through the galaxy, this is going on.
Okay. The next one that we have.
Laws Observatory, we're open, of course, every Wednesday. But next Thursday, September 6th, we're going to be open from 4 until 9 p.m. We're open an hour later than everybody else for the gallery and museum crawl.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to be showing the sun. We'll talk about that in a minute. Main thing here is you get to see all these venues, and there's some really nice prizes.
Okay. And so you come to Laws Observatory next Thursday, September the 6th, opening at 4 o'clock and going until 9 o'clock?
Till 9 o'clock.
And it's free.
It's all free.
It's all free. Okay.
And if you go to all the venues, there's some really cool prizes. The art and archaeology people have got some really neat art that they're going to give away. So,
all right. Now, we got a couple other pictures we want to show.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be showing the sun that evening. This is our main telescope with a solar filter. Does a really nice job on the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Shows sunspots. And we did.
So you'll
very
be able
well
people coming before sunset will be able to see the sun and the sunspots.
Right up until about 7 o'clock. Sun doesn't set till 7:30 or so.
Okay, and then you've got a photo gallery too, right?
Oh yeah, we'll see that. We'll see that maybe.
Oh,
the
here's
next thing,
Mars.
Mars. Now, as soon as the sun goes down, by about 8 o'clock, we'll be open from 8 to 9. We're going to be showing Mars, and that's my picture, so it's not that great. But there's a white dot. There's a polar cap on that on the upper right.
Mm-hmm.
And we can see that polar cap
now,
still.
When you're looking through the telescope at Laws Observatory, is that the way you're looking at Mars, or were you going to see?
It will look. Actually, I selected this picture because Mars is now almost as far away as it can get, and we can still see it because mm-hmm. it's going to go behind the sun before long. And so it's small. It looks like a tiny red ball bearing mm-hmm. with some dots on it. But the Curiosity Mars rover's on there, so we wave to it every
day. Yeah, okay. That's amazing, isn't it? And one more picture, and we're just about out of time.
Yeah, we have a gallery of signed photographs from various NASA personnel. We have some literature to go with that. We have Gene Kranz's, the guy that did the Apollo thing, and mm-hmm. he signed a photograph for us. John Ahrens, the man who saved Apollo 13, literally.
Yeah.
He was the guy that figured out the electrical consumption that made it work.
Yeah.
We got about... That photograph's about a year old. We have about 30 now.
All right. Well, if you want to see all of this and all of the planets and all of the stars in person with your own eyes, go to Laws Observatory next Thursday, September the 6th, opening right. at 4 o'clock. You can see the sun and sunspots until about 7, and then right. you stay open until 9.
Till 9, we'll look at Mars. And we're on Facebook.
Okay.
Do a search on your Facebook engine. Just Laws Observatory. It comes right up.
Okay. All right. Val, thank you so much for coming by. If people want more information, is there a phone number or a website they
can sure. Well, they can Facebook or they can call me. It's
okay.
Area 573-445-0049.
Val Gurman, thank you so much. Always a pleasure having you here.
Thank you.
Tomorrow, we're going to talk about the Tomato Fest, which is coming up, and Missouri Cures. Our program, directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Kyle Felling sitting in for Pat. Our floor director is Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Don't forget, go to KBIA.org, click on Talk Shows and Radio Friends, and watch this segment for the pictures. Bye-bye.